Hello, this is Will from Opinion. Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Okay.
Thank you. First question. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding storms and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves are extreme and rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned? So what concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Will you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state. By making Maryland infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change, after each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first next is expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Please answer with a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, okay? The first next is the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to cover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is necessary to a step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis back in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or it will make no impact on your opinion?
Say it again.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish it, or it will have no impact in your opinion,
mm-hmm.
on your opinion? I'm sorry, mm-hmm. what was that, sir? Enhance
mm-hmm.
it? Okay, thank you. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill that to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact. Okay, thank you. Next. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, will this enhance your opinion, diminish it, or you will have no impact?
Enhance.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay share of the costs? Will this make an impact or not, on your opinion?
Yes, it will make an impact.
Strongly? Somewhat?
Strongly, yes.
Okay, thank you. In 2024 election, if 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes. In which of the following age group do you fall? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which party are you registered to vote with, Democratic, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, or other?
White.
Thank you. When it comes to gender, do you identify as male or female?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time, patience, and all of your opinions. We really appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.